This is the Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. Here are your hosts, Mike Herzing and Dr. Lisa Liao.
Welcome, everybody, to the Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. I'm Mike Herzing, along with the famous Dr. Lisa Liao.
You are so sweet.
Or is it infamous? Either way.
Either way, I'm here.
She's the chief medical officer right here at Meridian Health Institute, right here, Sugarland, Texas. Tell you what, it's been a crazy week,
but we finally have some beautiful fall weather. And boy, has everybody just kind of wakened up, gotten outside. More people are working out. It's just really neat to see the community get outside and enjoy the nice weather.
It's a brisk 86.
Ooh, very nice. Okay, let's do this so I can get outside.
There you go. All right, last week we talked about different therapies and things like that, and we had a lot of people ask a lot of questions. I've had a couple friends say, hey, you know, I don't know your story. So, in response to all these emails and things, tell us about how you got here, why you have
a
medical and dental, tell us the magic that happened.
All right. So, I'll share with everybody. My story is that when I was a junior in medical school, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. Within just a few months, I was in a wheelchair, which I spent the next 4 years in and out of. Because it was so painful to walk, my knees were swollen like an elephant. I went from 114 pounds up to 204 pounds and went through some serious liver and kidney problems at that time. To where when I was a senior in residency, they basically said, you know, why are you planning to practice? You know, you've got this disease. You really should just, you know, sit back and take disability. And that just like, no. Just because you tell me something doesn't mean that I believe it. And that's why, you know, we decided to do not just Everyday Health Hackers, but why we put Meridian together. Because it was the dentist who actually shared with me, it's like, you want to be the one to get out of the wheelchair? Let me help you. Now, none of the other doctors said, hey, let me help you to figure out how you can walk again, get your nutrition back into gear, get the inflammation out of your body. All of those things that were going on, you know, let's face it. I was basically in the poor me, sad, depressed, overwhelmed, which I was like, I don't want to be that person.
Yeah.
So you had to change the thinking in order to get where we are today. And I share that with all the patients. I'm like, you know, the first thing we need to do is some brain surgery. And they're like, you're a brain surgeon? I'm like, no, we need to change the stinking thinking so that you can be positive.
Flip it around.
And that way, what your mind hears, your heart hears, and your cells do respond. And that's an ancient philosophy. So we put Eastern and Western medicine, which we call integrated medicine. A lot of people call it functional medicine. Now they have all types of classes that they teach. Well, we've been doing this for 25 years, Dr. Folds for 43 years. And we put medical dental together because when I met him, they actually wanted to replace my jaw joint because it was so worn down. And, you know, you don't see any scars on my face, thankfully, because he was like, no, it's just form and function. We just need to do X, Y, and Z. It was a 2.5 period where we did a different treatment to rebuild my bite. I put my into a day splint and a night splint. And a splint is very different than a night guard. A lot of people will say, well, you know, I wear a night guard. I'm like, what do you wear? An upper or a lower? An upper. I'm like, how often do you wear it? Occasion. Because it's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, it is.
We've got to work with people's lifestyles to do what is comfortable and build the confidence, the trust, and be the example. You know, at 53, you know, if people pull up the website, they'll see Dr. Folds. You know, he's about to turn 73, and most people will call him 53. And I'm like, no, that's my age. Yeah. So we do drink the Kool-Aid here. We practice what we preach because we want to encourage everybody that you can get your life back. I was told I wouldn't walk. I was told to give up my career. Now my career, you know, at 25 years of practice, I think I'm just getting started. Yeah. I love every single day. And we're here to help everybody, and we manage it through Eastern and Western philosophies, different nutritionals. I prefer, you know, when I got started into pain management, people were like, oh, you just write a lot of prescriptions. No, my job is to get people off of prescriptions and manage your pain. And part of that is psychological as well as the physiological changes that the person is going through. And that may be some medication management. However, I might actually change all of your medications and get you off of medication, which you're going to be more clear-headed, sleep better, I mean, that's a win-win. You just have to be willing to want those changes.
Absolutely. You know, I know that she gets rocked here, folks. I mean, you set her off like this and she's gone. I mean, it's like a racehorse here. And you just get to something she's so passionate about. You know, it's funny. I came to her, and I'm a patient and things like that, and we've become friends and colleagues and things like that. But what's wild is I had tinnitus, racing motorcycles and been around engines and everything. And I go to the ear, nose, and throat guy. Oh, I can fix that. No, they can't. After doing all these tests, take a bunch of money. No. Here, I can give you this medicine. It'll just make it so you can sleep better or whatever. I come here and I get my bite. I get a splint, upper and lower, you know, and I can tell you when I wear those.
And we equilibrated the bite, which is form and function in the jaw.
Right. It changes my bite because evidently this hinge here goes right into your ear canal.
Yes.
And so
and
this is wearing
the first start of your cervical spine. And so if you are aligned by C1, which is cervical vertebrae 1, you align your spine. So your shoulders aren't up to your ears.
Right. And so I can tell you, folks, I'm about 50% better. I mean, it's great. And I can tell you, if I forget my splint for a couple of days, it'll get louder. And I'm like, you know.
And didn't the doctor say, hey, it's never going to go away? And now you've been able to decrease it.
I've decreased it dramatically. And it's been a year. Okay. And it didn't get this way. I'll be 69 in a couple of weeks. So it didn't get that way right away.
Yeah. And now when you're ready for that next step is stem cells. Because stem cells help to neurologically change your wiring. So, hey, we need to consider that. I mean, that's what I did when the neuropathy was so severe. You know, we waited and waited. Doctors would say, hey, we need to do surgery. We need to untrap the nerves. And I knew that stem cells were coming to the United States. I knew they were around the world. And it was really exciting because we made it affordable because many people were traveling and spending $40,000, $50,000, $60,000.
Right, right. Oh, yeah.
And we're like, oh, my goodness. So the key is to make it possible and doable. And stem cells definitely changed my life because I'm able to walk more than 1,000 steps. You know, I enjoy my 3 miles.
You water ski.
Yeah, I do.
You know, everything else.
I water ski, snow ski, because that was the promise of Dr. Duncan Folds. He said that when you start to walk again, I will take you snow skiing. We have spent the last 22 years snow skiing every winter. So, you know, just makes a huge change to be able to be passionate about because we want to be that example. And I want everybody else to experience that.
You know, you're exactly right. You know, by the way, folks, info@everydayhealthhacker.com. If you want to get hold of this lady, send her an email. 281-265-6565 is the phone number. I just happen to throw that in because I call it all the time. and I'm always asking, all right, what do I do about this? What about, you know, and so you go there and somebody goes, I want a bunch of medicine. You go, whoa, let's back up a little bit. What do they want to take all this stuff? And you think about you. When you were first diagnosed, they just threw medicine at it.
They threw a lot of medicine at it. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of medication has untoward effects. So the medication, I had to take medication for the side effects. So it just became a crazy cycle. And then I was hospitalized for a very long time. You know, I had my will done. I had my burial plot planned. You know, it just, you know, they said, you're not going to walk out of here. And I'm like, yes, I am. I knew that God had a bigger plan. And that plan is what I'm doing today, is being that everyday health hacker to be able to share with you is that you have power innately in you. All you have to do is want to make some changes. And if you have questions on how to start that, please give us a comment, subscribe to us so that we can help make those changes together and be a partner.
And the other story and the everything else on this is don't tell her she can't do something ever. Okay. And so that's the way it is. She's not working on her pilot's license and everything else. And so, I mean, it's what's wild is we had a patient here that just left and before this and he was talking the same thing. I feel so much better. I just, it's so neat. And you have a few supplements here. You don't care. You don't throw everything at it. It's not like you go in there and spend thousands of dollars on supplements. You'll add a few things here and there, see how they work. And then you go, okay, let's stick with this or maybe let's go to this. And you're so good about that. And instead of just throwing, you know, opioids or medicines and things. Yeah. And I know doctors make extra money on that. And I understand that.
We have to understand, you know, America has an opioid crisis. And we don't want to add to any crisis in America or in your family. So if people want to get off of medications, you know, I'm trained to do that. And it's the most satisfying, beautiful thing to be able to get people off of medications and that they don't have any craving or desire for them because they're clear-headed and they feel better. It is just very, I just, just wonderful. And their pain is controlled. So it is doable. You just have to be willing and open-minded that there are changes and options out there for you. So lots of ways to do it.
People come from all around the world, folks. I've seen people fly in from different places. Mm-hmm. And then you've got other folks that are so worn down and so beaten up, they won't drive across town. And I've got a neighbor the same way. He has gout. He has all these problems. And I'm like, buddy, you need to just change this. See this lady. It will go away. I've seen patients that have, you know, he takes opioids. He's in so much pain. He has heart issues now. And you take one medicine and then you take five other to take care of the
side effects. And it makes it difficult. And a lot of people don't understand is that, you know, that medication that they're taking for the pain only works for a little while. And then their body builds a tolerance and they need more.
Right.
And then all of a sudden the doctor's going to cut them off because they're needing more. And I understand that they're in pain, but we have to attack pain management in a different format. And that's what we do here. We do it through laser therapy. We do it through ozone therapy. And we do it through stem cells, as well as looking at your nutritional plan. And we walk you through it step by step. We're not going to throw, like you said, the kitchen sink at it. We do it step by step, so that you have a confidence. And we share, you know, when you walk through our door, we want you to expect a difference. Our desire is to get you feeling better so that you can be your best self.
Yep. And not only that, if you throw everything at it, you don't know what fixed it.
Exactly.
And so if you go piece by piece. So let's talk about this some more next week or the next
Look forward to it.
Podcast. And folks, tell you what, it's been great. I've had a great time. I learned a lot. My head is going to explode, so we're going to go that. Anybody has a topic we want to tackle, don't forget, info@everydayhealthhacker.com. As always, on behalf of Dr. Lisa Leal, the great staff here at Meridian Health Institute, our producer, Jack McCraw, and myself, I want to thank everybody for listening, watching, reading, the whole bit, and we hope you subscribe. Really, we appreciate it. Don't forget, everydayhealthhacker.com. I'm Mike Herzing.
And Dr. Lisa Leal, reach out to us because I'm here to ask and answer any question that you may have. So ask us. Have a blessed day.